This is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. You are listening to Melting Pot at the moment here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I am your host for this program. Here in the second hour, we have new music on the way from Jungle Fire, as well as some newish tunes from a couple of artists, kind of electronic sort of artists. I guess, yeah, you know, sort of, you could call it that kind of thing. Astronauts, etc. And then also this really just incredible kind of lost private press record that Light in the Attic has dug up from an artist who is called Lewis, though that wasn't actually their name, but it's really fantastic. We'll probably come close to closing the show out with that. Also, another record from Light in the Attic, their Country Funk, latest volume of that. You'll hear that. But right now, this next set is in some ways kind of dedicated to a DJ who we're going to celebrate next week at what I think is maybe the second or third time that they've done one of these shows over at the Mayan Theater on September the 18th, next Thursday. Gaslamp Killer and Friends is the name of the performance, and wanted to just play a kind of healthy helping of the music of Gaslamp Killer. Is one of a handful of DJs, kind of contemporary DJs, who I have just the utmost respect for, especially here in Los Angeles, and just because of not only his attention to sound and just the amazing sounds that he pulls up, but especially as a DJ, a real true performer as a DJ. It's an experience you never forget, seeing him actually as a performer and play you music and talk about it and dance and just freak out to it. This first song comes from his debut full-length record that came out on Brain Feeder a couple years ago, and features along with him basically the darkest, heaviest dudes in Los Angeles: Gaslamp Killer, Adrian Young, and also Michael Raymond Russell, better known as MRR, all together on this track called Dead Vets, once again from Gaslamp Killer's album Breakthrough on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
हवा ये फिजा दीवानों के मेखाने हैं ये हवा ये फिजा दीवानों के मेखाने हैं कभी ये कभी वो जला ये मिटा ये गिरा और वो जला आवारा परवाने दीवाने Thank you.
set of music featuring some of the tracks most associated with Slam Killer, one of the premier DJs, producers, and artists here in Los Angeles, and somebody who's going to be having a special soiree over at the Mayan on Thursday, September the 18th. And, you know, he maybe, especially if you're a fan, I'm sure you know this, but he actually had a pretty horrific-sounding accident a fairly short time ago and was really close to death. And so we're really just lucky even to still have him, and that he's made a pretty full recovery and seems to be up to his usual antics on stage. And hopefully much, much more music from him to come. And so we'll see what is going on over at Mayan. But in the set, you heard music. This is one of the ones. This is probably one of my favorite samples of the last several years. Something that Gaslamp Killer used on a Ganja Sufi song called Sheep from the record of Sufi and a Killer. The original is from a soundtrack to Sadma, Bollywood movie from, I think, 1981. A couple different versions of the movie, but this particular soundtrack, I think, is from 1981, 82. It features Asha Bose and also Suresh Wadkar on a song, Ye Hawa Ye Fiza, from the Sadma soundtrack. Again, one of my favorite samples of the last, you know, 5 or so years. And something handpicked by the Gaslamp Killer. From the record that he and Ganja Sufi primarily collaborated on, there are a couple other people who do some production work, but most of it is Ganja Sufi and Gaslamp Killer. Cobwebs, the name of the song you heard in the set before that, from A Sufi and a Killer, in that case sampling Erkan Kore. Yagmer, the name of the original sample, and also just one of my favorites, which is part of the reason why I respect the man so much. Just deep knowledge of a variety of genres and always seems to pull out great, great, great songs. You heard his collaboration with Flying Lotus from Flying Lotus's debut, Los Angeles, GNGBNG. Flying Lotus and Gaslamp Killer together, in some ways, the crown princes of Los Angeles underground electronica and beat scene. You also heard a mix from Gaslamp Killer, a little excerpt of a mix that he did for the Heliocentrics record that came out last year, 13 Degrees of Reality. And in many cases, extending some of the songs. A lot of the songs on the record are just kind of sketches, a minute or 20 seconds or, you know, stuff like that. And really expanded a variety of different things on that mix. Even though it's a relatively short mix altogether, I think about 23 minutes. You heard about 6 of it, but really fantastic listening. And started the set off with Gaslamp Killer, Adrian Young, and Michael Raymond Russell, also known as MRR. Dead Vets, name the song from the record Breakthrough. That is also where the instrumental in the background, Nissim, comes from. Gaslamp Killer's record, Breakthrough. We have one pair of tickets to Gaslamp Killer and Friends over at the Mayan on Thursday, September 18th. Put on by Art Don't Sleep. It doesn't even tell you who all the friends are going to be. It's just a very special surprise guest lineup. So who knows who's going to be there, but it's going to be the kind of place you want to be if these are your sounds. One pair of passes I have right now, 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. If you want tickets to Gaslamp Killer and Friends, call now, 818-985-5735. Going to keep the music going with brand new stuff from LA's Jungle Fire right now for you. Tropicoso is the name of the record. That's also the name of the song you're hearing right now on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot.
talk about your women in Birmingham and a little from Baltimore. But the girls I love got the toes in the sand of the sweet Santa Monica shore. Singing California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. Sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. Dee da dee 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 dee. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll. California women in the Greek, got a mind, I got a sweet, sweet jelly roll.
Yeah.
Music in the background, instrumental version of the song There Is Only Now from the record of the same name, Souls of Mischief, collaboration with Adrian Young. So Adrian Young responsible for all the music, though quite a lot of it figured out in the studio in collaboration with the group. Next week, we actually will have an interview that we recorded with Souls of Mischief while they were here in Los Angeles for one of their shows, also at the Mayan, pretty recently. And it's a pretty nice interview. That'll be next week here on Melting Pot, right around 5-ish. Also in the set, you heard music from the Savage Resurrection, psychedelic group, I'm pretty sure, out of the Bay Area. They kind of have that Bay Area sound, though, you know, maybe they're out in Texas, too. Self-titled record on Mercury is where that song Talking to You comes from. A record that I wish I had, but at least I have the tunes. Hoyt Axton also in the set from Country Funk Volume Number 2, put out by Light in the Attic. You heard the song California Girls and start things off with LA's Jungle Fire. The record is called Tropicoso. You heard the title track from that record. It's a very strong chance that we'll have the band coming in to do a live set here at Melting Pot, so keep your fingers crossed for that. Gonna start this next set off with a kind of mysterious artist. This is another reissue by Light in the Attic. The name of the artist is just Lewis, though the actual artist's name was Randy Wolf. This was recorded in 1983. It's kind of just weird atmospheric, kind of synthy, sexy late night kind of mumbly sounds. You'll see what I mean here in a moment. L'Amour, the name of the record from Lewis, originally a private press thing from 1983. Really, really hard to find, but thankfully they dug it up. And you're hearing it right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
took so long. It was so sad to watch the fighter go down. In flames.
Which way my head should lean. I've got a long time. somebody. Wanna be like my sister.
Closing up things with a record. I may actually have played you something from that record last week. Last couple weeks has been kind of like a blur with the beginning of school again. So maybe I played it for you, maybe I didn't. But either way, I don't think you would have complained. Music from Caroline Payton from her record Intuition, released in 1977 on Barbecue Records. Brister, the name of that track. Something that the Numero Group reissued a few years ago, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. And really fantastic music, kind of too eclectic for her own good, I guess, for 1977, but really great songs from Caroline Payton. You also heard music out of Oakland from Astronauts Etc. Gravity, the name of the song, from an EP called Sadie, that I think is going to digitally release, but also they're going to do a real limited run on vinyl, like 500 copies. Nice stuff. You'll hear more of that in the future. Josh Hayden in Spain, also in the set. The record from them, most recent one, is called Sergeant Place. The song you heard was The Fighter, which also features one of his sisters, Petra, on backup vocals and also strings. That's getting a U.S. release date on Dine Alone Records here in the fall. And start things off with artists. His name as an artist was Lewis, but his actual name was, like, totally different. Hold on a second. His real name was Randall Wolf, and released this record, Lewis L'Amour, the name of the record, in 1983. It was a private press thing, and kind of like that, what you call it, Donnie and Joe Emerson record. It's just something that passed into crate diggers' hands for a long period of time, and finally Light in the Attic got their hands on it and put it out. And it's really, really very fantastic record. You'll hear quite a bit of this. The way I'm describing this to people is as if John Martin and Mark Hollis of Talk Talk decided to put together a record. It's like that kind of sound. Really great sound, though. L'Amour, the name of it. reissued by Light in the Attic. The song you heard from it was Like to See You Again. Like to see you again next week and all the weeks we're on the air here at KPFK. Next week, once again, we'll have an interview with Souls of Mischief on the show, so do stay tuned for that. Folk Scene is up next. Been a little lax getting the shows updated and all the other stuff updated on the website, but certainly get that done here in the next week or so. So the playlist and the show will be on meltingpotblog.com. Until next time, y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.